You're listening to Rosie on the House.
Keep walking. We got a long way to go to get from the backyard to the farm. It's the first Saturday of the month. Talking farm fresh strawberries. If you follow our home maintenance calendar, you'll see that on your to-dos. And the point of this hour is to connect Arizona residents with local produce that they can get that's grown right here in Arizona, but also help educate those that are so inclined to start their own backyard garden. Yes, we can grow strawberries here in Arizona. Our Farm Fresh guest and spokeswoman for the Arizona Farm Bureau, Julie Murphy, welcome.
Hi, Romy. Yes, and in fact, I kind of like this hour too, because if somebody gets inspired to do something in their own backyard, they can. And because you're covering all the topics, Romy, I think somebody might even be brave enough to try strawberries, and believe it or not, they grow really well here in Arizona. In fact, Arizona grows everything really well, except soybeans. We don't do soybeans. Let the Midwest do that.
Or Louisiana. We're real good at soybeans down south.
And you guys are good at growing rice, too.
Lots of water.
We need lots of water,
and we got water in the bayou, and we had a big water act, big week for Arizona and water this week.
I'll mention a little bit later, but we could use some of your home, the state that you came from. We could take some of your water.
You don't want the bayou water.
Oh, okay.
I don't think that'll mix well with Arizona.
We want good, clean water here for our vegetables.
What we pump out of the Colorado is a lot cleaner looking than what comes out of the bayou, Shad.
Yep.
So we have a special guest to talk strawberries.
Yes, Patty Emmert. She's with Duncan Family Farms, and I call her our adopted urban farmer. She's been with Duncan Family Farms for 9 years. In fact, Patty, tell us your story, or at least tell us the Duncan Family Farm story.
Well, first, thank you for having us on. Kathleen and Arnett Duncan have been in the Valley for quite some time. Arnett himself is a fourth-generation farmer. And they started their operations out in the West Valley in the 80s. So it was early 80s is when Arnett started farming out there. The farm that we're currently on, that started around 88, and they had an agricultural like educational tourism.
And
facility.
I remember it because I used to go out there. It was awesome.
Well, you remember the big baby on I-10?
Uh-huh.
That was us. So that was kind of, that was back when, you know, we were out in the boondocks. The city has definitely reached its tentacles out and is up next to us now. But that was kind of the marker, you know, people knew. And we always kind of use that as the marker as like, okay, we're now on our way to LA, the big baby.
Yes, it was neat. And that's how they started agritourism. And if you thought of agritourism here in Arizona or direct market, you thought of the Duncans. But then there was a shift.
So in 2001, I mean, we started really seeing the residential encroachment happening in the West Valley, and Luke Air Force Base is out positioned right next to us. So there was the northern encroachment coming in on the base, tied with the events of September 11th, and there was obviously increased security. They had shifted their flight patterns, and that put us in a flight crash zone. So unfortunately, we weren't able to continue that part of our operation, but you know, Arnett is a very progressive, innovative man, and, you know, you don't sit there and look at a door that's closed behind you. You look at the new doors that are open in front of you, and he broke off into doing what we're doing today, which is baby tender leaf.
Baby tender leaf organic. And if I understand part of the story right, he had all of this bales and bales of straw, and he was thinking, you know, we can compost this. And the wheels of innovation just kept churning in his brain, correct?
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, really kind of looking back, when they started that agritourism facility, they recognized that people were disconnected from their food. They were like, we're dealing with the first generation that doesn't know where their food comes from.
Correct.
We want to educate them. The bales of hay is a funny story. They used that as seeding. And so when the kids would come through and they would do presentations or talk, they would sit on bales of hay or when they had the like their festivals. And so it was a very wet year, and they had to keep turning these bales of hay because they were getting stinky, they were sprouting and doing all of that.
Too funny.
And at the end of the year, you know, Arnett kind of just shoved it off into a pile. And that summer he was like, let's just throw it on the field. They had a U-pick field. And so
nature happens.
Nature happens. And he noticed this huge, you know, difference in the quality of the product that came up, and that was really
his inspiration. And then today we have Duncan Family Farms, one of the largest organic farms actually in the nation, correct? And he's got locations now too, also in California and back east.
Correct. So we are considered one of probably in the top three, depending upon time of year, largest growers of organic baby tenderleaf. So the components that you're seeing in blended salad mixes that are in retail, so in the clamshells or the bags. And we have got, our operations are in upstate New York, we're in Southern Oregon, we're in the Central Coast of California, and then our corporate offices are here in Goodyear.
And then you've been with them 9 years, but what's your role with Duncan Family Farms?
Currently, my role is community relations and marketing manager. I started out to launch a branded program and to distribute locally. And what we found, this was really when the organics were starting to take off and going into the retail sector, and we found that our product was moving out all over. And so we did that. We just really pulled that program in about a year and a half ago, and that was due to our expansion efforts. I mean, we weren't expecting to expand as quick as we were, but you know what? When you've got that opportunity, you jump on it. So,
right. And
it was part of our plan to do that because we really wanted to position ourselves. Our product gets distributed across the United States into Canada and sometimes into the UK. And so what we really wanted to do for our US customers was be able to at least part of the year supply that product closer to them and not always shipping from the West Coast clear across to the East Coast.
And she's a fully embedded farmer, even though that's not her background. No, you might not be out there in the fields, but Patty's, her own personal story is pretty cool too, because she's what I would classify as a foodie. I'm thinking this young woman can cook just about anything. And you've got a great Super Bowl event going on with some of your book club members.
Well, not Super Bowl. We're Monday.
Monday.
But yeah.
Well, can you cook for the Super Bowl, please? It's tomorrow.
I think I'll probably be cooking for book club for Monday night.
Yeah, but just some of the things she's done, and it just was a perfect pairing up with the Duncan family.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine not being where I am. I just feel extremely fortunate to have the opportunity to work for somebody like Arnett Duncan. And the team that we have is just an incredible team of people. And, you know, just every day you come to work and it's a challenge and something new is going on. And
I can tell that they treat the entire team as a family.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some of the things that you have posted on your Duncan Family Farms is just amazing. And seeing the workers and how engaged they are, it's almost like an extended family affair when you're talking about Duncan Family Farms.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Yeah,
it certainly
is. That's neat. So we have several of our farmers here in the state of Arizona that are leafy greens growers, and they're doing conventional and organic. And again, that's why we always keep reminding. It's funny, we tell all of our listeners a lot of times, and we're talking one-on-one with people, that Yuma is the winter lettuce bowl capital of the world. But the reality is there's a lot of leafy greens coming out of Maricopa County, too.
Absolutely.
And that's from the Duncans, from Russo Farms. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of some of the other farmers. So we kind of treat it exclusively in the winter Yuma, but we need to be careful because we don't want to forget about you guys. So what's some of the range of products that you guys are growing right now in the winter season?
So currently right now, our focus is on the like lettuces and greens that make up a spring mix blend, baby arugulas, full-size kale, baby kale, spinach, and then we have a whole array of organic culinary herbs that we're growing. And that is distributed under Arizona Specialty Farms labels. So those, I know those are found in AJ's and Bash's, and I'm sure that there's several other retailers, but that's primarily where I've seen that brand at.
And Romy, you got to know, Duncan Family Farms are Arizona Farm Bureau members. So the Duncans have been attached to us forever. A lot of times when we've had some of those real important serious issues like we've had just recently, for instance, the drought contingency plan, all of that passed, the legislators met their deadline. Well, in the past, the Duncan family, whether it was a water issue or property rights issues, they were right there shoulder to shoulder with us dealing with some of these issues that are important to our farm and ranch families here in Arizona so we can keep feeding the rest of the world and our local community.
And you don't have to be a premier organic farmer to be a member of the Arizona Farm Bureau.
Exactly. We represent small, medium, large farms. We represent organic. We represent conventional biotech farms, aka GMOs. My dad was a biotech cotton farmer. So we represent it all because it's all good and we need it all to, again, feed the local community.
And the homeowner can sign up as a associate member for the Arizona Farm.
Yes. A lot of times we'll have people approach us, how can we help and support the farmers? I said, well, go to the farmers markets at least weekly because you can pick up some local fresh produce and other specialty food items. I said, but the easiest way to support Arizona's farmers is to become a member of Arizona Farm Bureau, and it's only $59 a year. Yeah, it's kind of a little promo here, but I have a bunch of my friends that are simply members because they know that they're helping support Duncan Family Farms or Jana Anderson's Pinnacle Farms. She's kind of a one-woman shop, very small farmer, but
Think through everyone we've had on, Dan Heisen Dairy.
We've all of the farmers, the range of farmers, sizes of them, and so that's one of the reasons why I love to bring people like Patty. And we've known each other for probably 10 years, because I knew you a little bit before at Duncan Family Farms. And the neat thing about all that is I've met and continue to meet some of the most amazing, talented people, and they're all congregated here in the special industry.
It's a Farm Fresh Hour here at Rosie on the House. Happens the first Saturday of every month in our outdoor living hour here at 8 o'clock. More with Julie Murphy and Patty of Duncan Family Farms after this.